You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome into the podcast. We are so glad that you're here today. And I have a special guest, and you are totally going to enjoy what Audrey has to share with you today. So today I have in the studio Audrey Faust. Say hello, Audrey.
Hi, everyone.
And I would like to read her bio, give you a little bit of information about her before we get started. And then we're going to dive right in because she's got some really cool tips that you are definitely going to want to incorporate in your business. So lean in and let me tell you about Audrey. Audrey Faust, MBA, known as the Manifesting CFO, is a financial strategist and money mindset mentor who helps women entrepreneurs manifest, manage, and multiply their money with confidence. With over 25 years of CFO and accounting experience, she blends practical financial strategy with transformational tools like EFT, tapping, and neurocoaching to help women create consistent income and lasting wealth without hustle or burnout. Through her signature Manifest, Manage, and Multiply framework, Audrey guides clients to master both the energetic and strategic sides of money, empowering them to build profitable, soul-aligned businesses. She is the best-selling author of She Grows Rich, How to Become a Financial Powerhouse, and a sought-after speaker, mentor, inspiring women around the world to step into their financial power and abundance. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you, Sharon. It's so exciting to be here.
Awesome. And I, in your bio, we talked about your book, and I hear a little birdie told me that there may be a new one coming. So hang on to your hats, folks. I'm going to make Audrey dig into that in a little bit. So Audrey, what I love about what you do is that you have both sides of the brain activated. A lot of times business people in general, especially business owners, we're very left-brained or right-brained, or we're creative or we're tactical. We sort of fall into a place that's really our comfort zone. And so we kind of forget about the things that might be a little more difficult for us or things we don't like to do. I myself am that person who can work off both sides of my brain. I'm very creative and I'm very, like, I can dig in and do all of the details. And that's not common. So I love that you're bringing that to the table. Talk a little bit about that balance and why it's important.
Yeah. So I spent the majority of my life in the, logical side of my brain.
as one does in accounting, right?
100%. So, and I, been in accounting, like I said, 25, probably closer to 30 years now. And recently, I would say in the last 7-8 years, started getting into the woo, right? Started getting into vision boarding and manifesting and all of the great stuff like that. And it really opened up a whole new world and level for me. But here I am in this logical brain, and I have these clients who I had previously had a done for you accounting agency business. And I'm like, I'm doing all this other energy work. And then I became a certified neuro coach and started working on the mindset and all of that. And I realized that there's like this huge piece missing to the logical side, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Crunching the numbers. And the more I got into the energetics and that side, the more I personally lit up.
And I think that's really important just to jump in there. What lights you up is what you enjoy doing. And sometimes in business, we get really stuck in the have-tos and the shoulds and the gottas, and we forget about our light and why we started. So I love that you're stepping into what's inspiring you.
It wasn't easy.
Oh, I love this. Talk about that journey.
Yeah. So I was coaching on money mindset and all of that, which, you know, there's obviously the science behind that and all that, which is fine. But there was, like I said, this other side of me, the vision boarder and the woo and the manifesting that I've done. And I'm like, have this accounting agency. And I'm like, well, all of a sudden, like, if I start talking on social media and all of this stuff about this, like, they're going to look at me and scratch their head and be like, that's my CFO out there talking about manifesting. At least that's what I thought. So that was really a hard transition for me to make. And then the universe kind of tapped me on the back earlier this year. Well, actually last year, about a year ago. And the clients in my accounting agency had two very large clients that were multi six-figure retainers. We acted as their accounting agency or accounting department for their small business. And both of them, now one of them I knew was trying to sell, the other one randomly at the same time got an amazing offer, and they both came to me almost the exact same time and said, oh, we're selling our businesses, which a lot of times for the accounting team, that means bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because yeah, they're being acquired by a bigger business that already has an accounting team set up. And, you know, but so I was like, oh my gosh. At first I was, oh my gosh, like there, it was like 90% of my revenue, like walking out the door, maybe not like, let's say 75, 80. And I was like, at first I was nervous and I'm like, well, gonna find new clients, whatever. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit me, like I get to reinvent myself now. You know, and I'm like, the universe is like telling me something here. This didn't happen randomly. Like this happened for a reason. And I, turns out both clients wanted me to stay on.
Wow.
But I didn't, because my heart wasn't in it. When we were talking about being aligned and lit up, I saw this as my opportunity to step into the woo and step into what I really love, which is coaching and the energy work, and like walk away from the done for you services.
Wow.
And
that's a huge shift.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on stepping into that. How many times is there an opportunity at our door and we choose safety instead of stepping into what's really going to light us up?
100%. Yeah. So I think I realized it when the larger of the two clients came to me and said, like, I kept asking him in the beginning, like, can you ask the new company if they're going to keep us on? Like, I'd like to know. And, you know, gosh, so I found this news out last year, July, and then December, he comes to me and says, oh, guess what, Audrey? They want to keep you on. And my heart sunk to my stomach, Sharon. And I was like, oh, I was like, I said, guy's name was Tony. I said, I'm sorry, Tony, but I don't want to stay on.
Wow. I just want to take a minute to unpack that, because the analytical side of you and the side of you that was like, okay, this is what my business has always been. This is 75% of my business, or maybe half of that, whatever. It's a large portion of my business. This is what's been keeping me afloat. And this is what I think I want. But actually listening to what you truly wanted by listening to when your stomach sank, like, we don't always listen to our bodies and listen to our intuition when it speaks and when it's screaming at us. Yeah. One of the things that I do with my kids when they're trying to make a decision, and we do the lists and we do the pros and we do the cons and whatever, and I tell them to flip a coin. And Because when the coin is in the air, you know whether you want it to land on heads or tails. And that tells you what you really want. That actually can press out all of that noise that your logic brain is throwing at you. So to be able to, I mean, that's a huge, huge thing to go from a sure thing to the money in the bank.
Yes.
To stepping into, this is my calling. This is my mission. This is what lights me up. This is in alignment with who I am. I want to congratulate you on actually making that hard choice, because that's what stops a lot of us. We get stopped at the logic level and don't listen to what is coming to us intuitively.
Yes, you are 100% right. And, you know, my intuition was loud clear. It's not always that loud, right? Where I literally felt my heart drop to my stomach and I was like, whoa, okay, I guess that's no.
At least you didn't get to the brick wall, right? The pebble, the rock, the 2x4. So you said the 2x4. Good job. Oh, if you don't know what that means, Audrey and I clearly know what that means, but, I've heard it that, you know, when God speaks to you, sometimes he'll just throw a little pebble. And if you ignore the pebble, then, you know, it'll be a rock. And if you ignore the rock, then there's a brick. And if you ignore the brick, then it's the 2x4. And if you ignore the 2x4, you run into a brick wall. Like, we will get your attention one way or the other.
100%. Yeah. And I just, luckily, because I've been working with the woo, as I like to call it, and the energy work and all of that for the last couple of years, like I was really in tune more to that and I don't want to say shutting down, but opening up the other side of my brain and equalizing them, right? So yeah. It wasn't just the logical part of me would have said, what are you crazy? Like you're going to walk away from multi-six figures of income?
Also, the thing that you did, which is beautiful, is you didn't throw away the other thing. You incorporated that expertise. You brought that along over, and now you're working on both sides that fulfill you. Whereas one side, before you were just on one side, right? And a lot of people go, well, if I change, like you said, what are people going to think about me if I start talking about manifesting when I'm the CFO? We get so into our heads and hold ourselves back because we think somebody else is going to judge us. And we think somebody else is going to disapprove. And we think somebody else is going to whatever. And the fact of the matter is someone will disapprove. And someone will think that you're, you know, you've gone off your rocker. And somebody there, everyone has an opinion. My brother used to say, well, I'll say it the clean way. My brother used to say everybody has, opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody has one. It's just the way it is. Whenever my husband and I had a business that we ran for over a decade before we sold it. And we had a product that we sold for $25, basically. And we would have people come in and we'd tell them the price. And one person would be like, $25? That's ridiculous. And another person would come in and go, it's only $25?
Yeah.
The dad is the same. You know, so the opinions are going to be everyone that comes in is going to have a different opinion. So it's the same thing with that. So the trusting that this is something that you're stepping into a higher level of power and change and the thing that you can make in the world that's going to make a difference for more people is really beautiful.
Yes. And, you know, like we said at the beginning, that's what was lights me up. Like I was done with the done for you work. And I'm like, really get lit up by coaching and helping women entrepreneurs grow their businesses. And like, you know, it just like, I can't tell you, I mean, I've helped entrepreneurs through done for you work, you know, as their CFO. Obviously, these companies wouldn't have been able to sell. I can honestly say that without having me on their team.
Right.
To make sure, you know, everything was great and we grew the company to where it was a size that it was sellable and it was profitable. So, but now I'm kind of shifting it another way. And bringing in the education, so more female entrepreneurs, it's who I primarily work with, can combine the energy, the manifestation, the energy work with like also having like a plan.
Yes, I
not
love
being
that.
Afraid.
I love that. And you, I love how you really do balance that. And you have a 51% rule that I would love for you to share with us.
Yes. So the 51% rule is around your energy. So it's a manifestation rule. So 51% of the time, you need to stay in positive energy in order to manifest what you want. And the majority of people are not in that energy. So that energy is, you know, love, gratitude, happiness, joy, anything positive. Love is the absolute highest energy you can be in.
So what do you think causes that? Just life or focus or what puts us into a position where we are not focused on that 51% of the time?
I think the majority of people are fear energy, doubt energy, angry, unhappy, bored. Like those are all of the energies. Like think of how many times you doubt yourself or you have fear or you have like all of that. The negative news, as I like to call it. Like everything on TV is pretty much negative. Very hard to find things that are positive. So we are just bombarded with negative energy all the time, all day long, from people to, you know, media to TV, like all of it is negative energy. So you have to consciously make an effort to stay out of that negative energy.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because when I read that you started talking about it, I was like, what? And I'm like, oh yeah, that fear that, and honestly, it's not because of anything that you've done incorrectly or wrong, or you're there. There's nothing wrong with it. That's kind of the state of the way the world is at the moment. And also, you know, stuff that went on in your childhood and stuff that people have said to you. I remember one time I was watching Dr. Phil and he was talking to someone, and I think somebody had been bullied, and whatever they said to the person, like, you're ugly. He said, that person said that to you one time. How many times have you repeated that thing to yourself? And that is the kind of thing where we hear criticism or judgment or whatever, whether we were younger or even now, and we replay that in our head. Oh, you know, somebody's going to say something bad about me because they did the last time I tried something new. And that is a really easy, if you, a place to fall into, like we kind of go there and sit in that soup. So
it's easier to believe the bad stuff, right? It's just know, and another thing about it is our brains are also wired in the opposite way, meaning our brains are wired because, like, back in like caveman days, we had been like running from dinosaurs, right? We still have these same brains that are like always constantly looking for something for us to be afraid of.
Right.
And that puts us in a lower energy. Right. So that's our subconscious at work. That's its job. Its job is of the subconscious is to keep you safe.
No matter what.
No matter what. So like it will do everything in its power to keep you safe. If you think, you know, doing X, Y, Z is not safe, you know, showing up on social media, doing a podcast, like any of that is not safe, like you won't do it. You just,
right.
You'll stay in that safe zone because your subconscious and your brain will like go into a fight or flight. Like there's actual chemistry behind that. Like if you have that fear, it will keep you stuck.
And talk for a second about the fact that even if you want to do something, if your fear is stronger than your desire, you'll stay in the fear.
Well, yeah, your brain freezes. So I do a lot with EFT tapping, which is emotional freedom technique, if you're not familiar with it. And that's one of the ways that you can shift your body, your energy out of fear, out of any kind of negative energy. It's a lot of my five favorite energy shifters that I use. It's number one. So EFT tapping creates on your, you tap on different points of your body, which are your meridian points. Mm-hmm. And it moves this negative energy through you, and it brings down the cortisol level, which is the chemical that when you have that fear rises, or when you have stress rises. And when that rises, it shuts your brain down, and your brain, you just can't do anything. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to use a technique like tapping to lower the cortisol, lower this energy, and then all of a sudden that doesn't feel as scary anymore. Sometimes when I do this with my clients, they even start laughing, like, why was I even afraid of that?
It's true though. It's such a strong, I did a summit, and it was a 2-day summit, and I interviewed everyone all day long. Probably wouldn't do that again, in exactly that way. And the morning that I was ready to do the summit, I was so excited. And I woke up and I got dressed and I was like, oh, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. Like, I'm going to go live and I'm going to invite everyone. And my voice started to disappear. Like, I played it back, and I don't always listen to myself after I make a recording. And I was like, my voice is going, I need to talk for 2 days. I was like, oh, this is my subconscious trying to stop me from doing this and stepping out into this next thing. And so I had to have a little conversation with little Sharon, and I'm like, okay, it's okay, we got this. And, you know, within 20 minutes, my voice was back. And that is, you know, it's really a real thing. Like, it, we call it woo, but it actually really manifests, like, it really shows up in your life. And sometimes you don't even know why. Like, I might have gone, had I not been aware of that, oh, now I can't do my summit. And then I said, well, I'm going to cancel it because I don't have a voice and I can't talk for 2 days. And that would be, you know, my subconscious going, okay, now we're safe. We're safe again. So yeah, it's a really real thing. And when we don't understand that it's a real thing and it shows up in our life in those ways, then we just think that, you know, we failed again, or that's why we're not capable, or that's why nobody's working with us, or whatever. We'll justify those things that come up and keep ourselves stuck and small and safe.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it is science. We call it woo, but there's manifesting as science as well. I call it woo. There's a lot of science behind it.
There actually is, yeah. And so, yeah, we call it woo, and there's a lot of science behind it. I don't personally know all the science, and I know that it exists, and I know that it's a real thing. So, so you talked about EFT tapping as one of the five energy shifting quick ways that you have of shifting energy. Tell us about the others.
Yes. So EFT tapping is my go-to number one, of course. The next one is just movement, right? So just get out and move. Like, go for a walk out in nature. Going for a simple walk out in nature can really just shift your energy immediately. That's number two. Movement can also mean, you can't go outside, it's raining or whatever, get up and dance. Just do anything to kind of move. And that brings me to number three, which is music. Music is a great way to shift your energy. Play your favorite song and get up and dance, right? Like, you know, it's amazing how just these simple little things can shift your energy back up into the, you know, high vibe energy that we want to be in.
Do you recommend on the music piece, do you recommend people having like a pump up playlist or something like that, that's like go to something that they can just turn on whenever they're going, oh, I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling like a little stuck or down, or I need to shift my energy. And then it, as opposed to having to go search for it, which is what I do.
Well, I mean, you can absolutely. What I do is I have Alexa. So I'll just ask her to play my favorite, to play whatever song. And
yeah, that's
how I'll,
that's easy too. I forget about that.
So yeah, like that's how I do it. I don't even have a playlist. I'll be like, hey, play this song, or hey, play that song.
Yeah.
And
whatever lowers the threshold to get there. So if it's hard to do it, we're not going to do it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Number four on the list is visualization. So, which I have a quick 10-minute visualization that I offer as a free gift. And just getting into a visualization, you can find them on YouTube, you can find them anywhere, and spend 5-10 minutes in a visualization, it'll immediately shift your energy.
Tell me, what do you mean by a visualization?
So you could do it on your own, right? You don't even need somebody to talk you. I like a visualization where somebody's kind of talking me through. So visualization that I do a lot of times with my clients, if we have, I have a program called Money Mindset Manifestation Accelerator. And each time we get together, there'll be a theme, right? Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we do money mindset coaching, and then we do EFT tapping. And then at the very end, whatever the theme was, I'll have that visualization created. So the last theme that we had was overwhelmed, like the fear of, if I grow, I'm going to be overwhelmed. Okay. So a lot of people will be like, well, I'm just going to stay in this lane. I'm going to stay in this $100,000 business, $80,000 business, whatever it is, because I know if I try to go to like multi six figures or even seven figures, like that's going to be too much. That is a belief that we have, but there are plenty of businesses and that have done it. So it's totally possible.
Right.
Without more overwhelm. So that's just our brain trying to keep us small again, right? Trying to keep us safe. So I create a visualization around and close her eyes and sometimes I add some music to them. The pre-recorded one I has actually bioneural beats in the pre-recorded one that I offer as a free gift, that's supposed to bring in more manifestation. Mm-hmm. So, but it's visualization of visualizing yourself of like where the future you, right? The future you of, oh, I've grown this. If we take the example I said of my last group, visualization was around like, I can grow my business and it's not going to create more ease. I can feel not going to create more ease. It is going to create more ease. It's not going to create more stress. It's not going to create more work. It's going to actually be easier for me. And it's kind of like, you know, close your eyes and you know, picture your perfect day, you know, once you achieve this. What does that look like? Are you going for a walk every morning? Are you, you know, spending more time with your family? Are you this, you know, asking questions so when you close your eyes, like you see a picture reel in your head of what this looks like. So that's what a visualization. You can also call it a meditation. I like visualization, guided visualization, but
yeah. So you're picturing in your head the success, quote unquote, yes, whatever you want that future you to look like. You're visualizing it in your head, what it looks like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what's going on in that world, so that you see yourself then what right now. And there is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of studies around the power of visualization. They've done studies with like basketball players where they've had basketball players. They've had three groups of basketball players, one that shoots hoops every single day. And they're trying to get the basket in or whatever. And then they had one group that didn't do any extra drills. They just did regular practice. And then they had another group that did not do any drills, but visualized themselves making the basket over and over and over. And the numbers for the improvement were either equal to, or I think it might, for the people that were just visualizing it, they actually might have been a little bit better than the people that did the drills every day. Not looking at the study, I don't have it in front of me, but there is scientific proof for how powerful visualization is and how much it can change your life.
Yeah, they've used it in the Olympics too, I've heard. I've heard stories about using it in the Olympics as well. So yeah, it's definitely powerful.
Yeah.
And then number five is gratitude. So gratitude is a great way to shift your energy. And a lot of times I have people say, well, I don't have anything to be grateful for. This is happening and that's happening. And it's all in the crapper. And I said, I contribute to a charity where, two charities actually, where these children don't have drinking water. And the charity builds wells for them. So it helps me realize, like, I always have something to be grateful for at that level. I can get up from my desk and walk up to the sink and get a cup of water anytime I want.
And it's clean and it's healthy.
Yes. And I can drink that. Like, there are people on this planet that don't have that. So if you have that simple commodity of fresh, clean drinking water, like, you sure as heck have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think sometimes we forget that, you know, a bed to sleep in is something to be grateful for. Having a building with a roof on it where it's climate controlled is something to be grateful for. And we think that, this is where people get stuck. I haven't reached that goal yet. I don't have the thing I want. I don't have my next level yet. I haven't accomplished this. And they tie up accomplishment and goal achieving, and they tie up all of the future casting with where they are today. And think there's something lacking, and there's nothing. We work with clients, we work with people who want to improve their businesses and move their businesses forward and have something different, because that's why they're working with us, so that they can have a hand in getting where they want to go. And I also want to say that where you are now is perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You are here. You've accomplished so much just getting here. And there's so much to be grateful for where you are. That doesn't mean there's not more that you want and places you want to go and difference that you want to make in the world. That's what we're going to do tomorrow as we grow. But so many people beat themselves up about where they are right now. And that's contributing to that, 51%, right?
Right.
Where we're so, I should be further along, or I shouldn't have done that. Or look at, Mary across the street, her business is so much better than mine. And we do the same thing. And we're, comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison.
I love that.
Stuck. Don't do it. Use them as a yardstick for what might be possible, but don't use them as a, you should feel bad about yourself because you're not there yet. So
I also like to do a little exercise in regards to that. Look at where you were 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And think about where you all were then and where you are now and what that looks like. Because a lot of times we never like take the time to look back and be like, oh my gosh, like 5 years ago, I never would have thought I would have written a best-selling book, let alone a best-selling book.
Right.
I never would have thought I'd be guesting on podcasts.
Yeah.
It's definitely there's so much. If you just look like 5 years back, 10 years back, you're like, wow, like I really come a long way.
Yeah. And I'm all about celebrating small wins. And that's another way to bring in that positivity and think about, oh, you know what? I had a to-do list and I crossed 3 things off my to-do list today. That's a small win. Even if you didn't finish the entire to-do list, you crossed off 3 things. So celebrate all of those things and being in gratitude, being in celebration, looking for the good things and, you know, putting yourself, like you said, in that 51% positive. That's what you say, right? Positive thoughts, positive energy,
positive feelings, love, positive gratitude, feeling. Happiness, joy. Yeah, all of those are positive feelings, positive energy.
And so, you can find evidence of it everywhere.
Yeah.
If we see what we look for. So if you're looking for what to be grateful for, if you're looking for things that are going to raise your energy, you will find them. If you are looking for things to be wrong, if you're looking for the criticism and overwhelm, if you're looking for all of those things, you will find that as well. You find what you're looking for. So Audrey says, look for the good stuff 51% of the time, and that will shift your energy.
Yeah. And there's actually science behind all of that. If I tell you, Sharon, I don't want you to think about a red car. What do you see in your brain? Oh, wait,
red car.
So it's like, you know, focusing on what you do want to think about, what you do, you know, it's the way our brain is wired. We can't do the knots. We have to do like where we want to go, how we want to be, how we want to show up.
Yeah, when my oldest daughter was little, she'd get out of the car when we went home and she'd go immediately into the dirt and start playing in the dirt. And every day I'd be like, don't go play in the dirt. And she'd go immediately into the dirt. And then I got some parenting advice and they're like, tell her what you want to do. So we'd get out of the car and I'd go right to the porch. And she stopped playing in the dirt because I told her where to go. So it totally works, even with children.
Especially with children.
Audrey, you mentioned book a minute ago and you have a new book coming out. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I'm super excited about my new book that's coming out in March. It is You Are an Abundant Bee, and fill in your own B word. It can be badass. It can be beauty. It can be boss. It can be whatever B word you want to choose, which is why I just use B. And it's the No BS Guide to Manifesting. And it talks about all this stuff in detail, as well as I give you my signature process that I use with my clients inside the book, where people have doubled and tripled their monthly income on using a tool, an audio, creating an audio. I tell you how to create this audio in the book that you listen to, and it reprograms your subconscious to automatically create that income every single month. And we do that inside of my group. And we also, I've also put this in the book, and I'm just so excited about this new book and wait for it.
Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. Writing a book is not easy. And putting yourself out there and sharing your wisdom and all of these tools that can help people manifest what they want in their life is a really, really powerful gift to give people. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for putting it in book form. And I definitely want to be notified when it's released. I will share that with my audience as well. And we'll get in there and support you in any way that we can. And congratulations. That's so exciting.
Sharon, thanks.
Also, you have a gift for our audience. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you tell us about that?
So the gift, I believe the gift I sent to you is the training, right?
Let me look. Listen, I'm a piece of paper person. If you're watching the video, you've seen me flipping my pieces of paper around because I have to print everything out. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just says yes.
I have two free gifts, so available. The gift that I'm going to give you is the gift of my three methods to creating more abundance. And it's a training that you go through, and it talks about what I call dishing the tea. So dishing the tea is your thoughts, your energy, and your alignment, which we kind of covered alignment a little bit today, energy a lot today, and the thoughts a little bit today. So it walks you through that process that I actually, that's part of my book as well. And it teaches you, once I got my thoughts, my energy, and became aligned in this new version of myself, the manifesting CFO, I actually manifested $29,000 in 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
And this is the exact process I used. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is because when I shifted and let go of that multi six-figure revenue income, I was like, okay, it'd be really great if I figure out how all this manifesting stuff really works. And I just kind of like dove headfirst into a bunch of different people's things, and I created my own process at like combining some other people's and adding some of my neuroscience stuff to it as well. And I was like, that's where this was created. And when I, like I said, when I did that, I manifested $29,000 in 2.5 weeks, and like it blew my mind. And I was like, okay, so this works. And now, and since then, I've had people double and triple their monthly income that have used this process, have worked with me privately and in my group. So it works.
Awesome. That's amazing. Well, we are super excited for the book. Congratulations on your success. And I love that we started this conversation about how hard that transition was. And now to hear your results and what you were able to accomplish by stepping into that is really, really powerful. Thank you so much, Audrey. Audrey's gift is going to be available in our portal. It's called ProfitConnectors.club. That's the website, ProfitConnectors.club. Because you are the connectors. You are connecting to your profit. So profitconnectors.club. You go in there, you can join for free. You can get Audrey's gift. You can find out more about Audrey, how to contact her, link to this podcast. And the same thing for all of our previous guests. You'll be able to see all of their gifts and their contact information as well. So that's what we do in the profitconnectors.club community. And Audrey's gift will be there for you. And before we go, Audrey, do you have just like one more? I know I've pulled so much good, juicy stuff out of you today. Do you have just one more little droplet that you can share with us?
Yes. So, you know, I talked about the training and dishing the tea, and it was thoughts and energy and alignment. So, gosh, I feel like now something else just came up with the alignment, but thoughts, like I want to go into the thoughts, like being conscious of the thoughts that you're thinking every day. We have 80,000 thoughts per day, and 95% of them are coming from our subconscious. Hmm. So, and our subconscious was primarily formed before the age 7. So I like to say we often have a 7-year-old running our life and our business. So being aware of the thoughts that are coming up and is so important. That's like the first step to changing them, is becoming aware of the thoughts that you're having and then realizing, oh, I can actually change that thought to a more empowering one.
Right. Oh, I love it. That is really, really, really critical, because we got some, I don't know. Did you know there are people, because I'm not one of them, that do not have a constant monologue going on in their head all the time? Apparently.
I don't believe it.
They claim that they're out there, and I've asked this before. So if that's you, I want to hear from you. What is it like to have a quiet brain? Because mine is constantly talking to me all the time. So yeah, thoughts are all the time, and they're really powerful. So getting a hold of that.
I think you might just, maybe you're just not aware of them, because if you don't have thoughts, I feel like you're like,
Well, the constant monologue, I think, is not the thoughts, but the constant monologue. And it is a monologue, even though mine takes on other voices. I blame acting, you know, I'm always someone else. So awesome. So thank you so much, Audrey. This has been an amazing conversation. You are great. I think that the work that you're doing and the model that you have given our audience today is so empowering. And I am grateful for your time.
And thanks for having me, Sharon.
You're so welcome. And keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.